Hey guys, it's Alex.
And Ariana. Together, we co-host a brand new podcast
called Skinny Time.
Join us as we discuss the lives of our friends and family every Thursday and Friday.
And learn more about them that we never knew. So without further ado, enjoy the podcast.
Hey guys, it's me and Alex and Ariana.
Hey guys. So before we start today's episode, we just wanted to talk about our sponsor for this week's episode.
And that is the Something Scary podcast. If you guys like scary stories, creepypasta, scary ghost experiences, or anything like that, then the Something Scary podcast is your podcast to listen to. Hosted by Markia McCarty, tune in on every Tuesday as Markia shares the scariest stories. Also, if you watch their YouTube channel, they have animated stories as well. So, do you want to hear something scary?
Ooh.
Hello, Ariana.
So, if you guys can't tell, that today's episode is going to be about ghost stories and stupid little things. And I don't know if you would call them, like, theories or whatnot, because I've definitely had my fair share of experience of things that I thought that were ghosts or things that I've that were paranormal. I don't know about
yeah,
you,
Alex. I mean, I feel like when people say it's like the paranormal, sometimes people either, you know, make it up or be like it's true and whatnot. And I've seen and had fair share of ghost experiences as well in my life too. And at first it seems like, oh, it's some type of joke.
You're just being stupid. Yeah.
At first it's some type of like big joke, but then it's like terrifying, because I've had my fair share of ghost experiences, and I think you said you did as well.
Yeah, I definitely have, especially at my grandparents' house. I haven't really experienced anything at my house because my house was blessed by a priest before I moved in. So that's something that I think that I haven't experienced at my house, but definitely outside of my own home and in my friends' homes. So I think like blessing your house is such a like big thing to do. And I think it's something that most people should do, especially if you're big into religion, just to like make sure that spirits and whatnot are out of like harm's way, you know?
Do you want to like tell people some of your experiences and then I'll tell mine after?
Well, I genuinely couldn't tell you if this was a window or if this was the fact that I was just being stupid, but I've had experiences at my grandparents' house where the door would open and close randomly between the hours of 2 and 3:30, and it would just be so strange and weird, and then, like, I'd hear knocking and someone saying my name. I don't know, like, what you would consider that, but that was something that I've genuinely experienced at my grandparents' house. And every time I go to my grandparents' house, I'm still like afraid to sleep alone or be in my room by myself with the lights off.
Yeah, totally. I mean, a lot of people, if there's anything like creepy or like scary, you know, like stuff like that where it's like the shadow figures or something like that in their house, usually it's first you'll see a shadow in your like in the corner of your eye, or you'll hear something or you'll feel something. Usually in most cases, the way you can tell if there's a ghost or some spiritual entity in the room or near you, usually usually it's the temperature in which room or place you are. Say if it's like a cold room or if it's a warm room or whatnot, and it just gets cold and there's like no air conditioning or anything in that room, then that means there's a ghost. For me personally, one specific moment that I encountered a spiritual being was a couple of years ago when I was doing, and this was like really screwed up and terrifying. I was doing Christmas Carol, and it was back in like 2018, 19, I forget. And what happened was one of the cast members, he said he was a medium because he was able to like talk to the spirits and whatnot. And at first I was like, I've never really met a medium before, but I've always...
Me either. I don't think I've met a medium or a psychic, but I've always thought like those were cool.
Mm-hmm. So he was... At first, when I was told about this spirit that he was mentioning, it was the rehearsal before one of the shows, and apparently we were still there for some reason. I don't know why we're still at the theater. It's like, can we just go home? And my mom, they were talking about this ghost, and I wasn't listening because I wasn't paying attention. But my mom was like all of a sudden freaking out because she her shoulder just got really, really hot, and she almost freaked out. And I think my sister, I think she said
Morgan. I love Morgan.
I think she said she's an icon. Moved or whatnot. I forget.
But curtains and windows and stuff like that, you never know.
It wasn't. There was like no windows nearby, so.
Oh, the fuck! Well, if the curtains being blocked by a window, the window could have been open.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, what happened next? When it was during the show, it was we had two shows one day, and we did a matinee and a night show. So in between, when we had like a break, the guy who is a medium, he said that I asked him about like, oh, where's the spirit or, you know, stuff like that. And he said like, oh, the spirit's actually here right now. And I was like, great, even scarier for me. So that's fun too, I guess. And he said that if you look across, he was like, you know, doing his thing, trying to, you know, get the presence inside and whatnot. I don't know. And he said that at the top of the theater, like a couple of rows up, it was like basically it was a theater that went up in a way. So basically more seats went higher. So the stage was
right.
There was a light booth or like a sound box or whatnot where a spotlight would be inside to shine. And he said that the name of the ghost was named Elliot. And he said that it was in that box upstairs. And I kind of saw the shape of a figure standing there. And I was like, okay, creepy. No, thanks. And then he said like, oh, and then we asked him like, where's Elliot right now? Like, because he said, oh, Elliot's moving right now. And then he said, if you look, he said he's right next to you. And I was like, that made me terrified. I was like,
I would have jumped and I would have ran out the door. I would have been like, no thanks, like, bye.
Yeah, he said he was right next to like this coat rack that was used as a prop in the show. And as I'm looking at it, a hat on it starts moving. Like it just starts like, I don't know, like tilting or like rocking back and forth. And I was like, okay, sweetie, fuck that.
Bye.
Goodbye, sweetie. I'm going to go to Canada. Skirt, skirt. And then, so that was the first and second encounter. And then the third one happened later when me and Randy, you remember Randy from old episode. that was just weird to say. Oh, the homeschooled child. No, but we were upstairs at like the top row and we were just watching a video on my phone. And all of a sudden he said like, we both looked at each other and we were like, do you feel hot? Like, are you starting to sweat right now? And like, we're both agreeing with each other. Like, it just got all of a sudden hot. And like, we were like, theater is like about 60, 70 degrees. So it's like, you know, normal temperature, but all of a sudden we're like sweating upstairs and we're like, it's not that hot. It shouldn't be that hot in the theater. And like, we're starting to sweat and stuff. And we're like, let's move because I'm getting really hot now. So we assumed that was maybe the ghost because, you know, they say like, oh, if you feel really hot or really cold in a room that's not air conditioned or anything like that, then sometimes it's a ghost. So we were
nervous,
but we were also immediately like thinking that was our first intuition. It was Elliot. So that was that. Another time I had a ghost experience encounter, I think it was when I went to Lake George last summer. Yeah, when I went to Lake George. And this is very interesting. Oh no, actually there's more than this. I have two more stories after this one and one more. And then we'll continue, you know. Basically what happened was we did a ghost tour, and that's a thing that we usually do every time we go to a new state or place.
I love ghost tours. They're so fun.
You know what's interesting about ghost tours is that sometimes they're like okay, but like after listening to them while you're walking around, you're actually like, I get like actually scared. Like I can't sleep because I'm just thinking about it. But
yeah, like what if it like actually is true? I get that.
Because one of them made me think about home, and like it was like about ghosts in the attic, and I was like, yeah, see, I don't want to go home now because I don't want to hear voices in the attic. But anyways, back to the story. What happened was we were at the Fort McHenry place, that museum or whatnot, and that's where the ghost tour was. And so what happened was we were taking pictures and whatnot. Guinevere, my other sister, she got some photos, and there was kind of like another thing of ghosts is orbs. Usually people say orbs are another entity, and then there's like the shadow people, which are literally the worst spiritual entity besides a poltergeist. They're the most terrifying thing ever. Morgan hates them. But we were downstairs in like the basement area, which is, of course, you know, danger.
Usually one of the most haunted places ever.
Probably that, but also that's where you want to go towards the danger, apparently, because yay, let's go there. Anyways, they were talking about this one spirit who was underneath a staircase, and like you can like literally walk right to it and just, you know, go right under, you know, it's like a wooden staircase that you can just go right underneath. But
no.
So they said like one guy, one of the tourists, like they said like, oh, if you go under and ask the spirit if they're there or something, I forget what they say, that you have to say to get the spirit to like, you know,
pay attention to you.
Yeah, something like that, to make itself known or like seen or appear or whatever. And the story goes that like when the guy like asked the spirit whatnot, he said that after leaving, his back was hurting and he pulled up his shirt and saw scratch marks.
No.
So when he told that, my family, like Guinevere and my dad, they were like, I think I don't remember what made me do the, what not got me to doing this, but they were like, someone said go under the staircase and try it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll try it or whatever. So I did it, and I think I had to ask a question or something, and then I did so, and then nothing happened. And later on, and then I don't know if you remember, but do you remember when I had those scratch marks on my back?
Yes, because you were like at very my house long. In the pool.
Yeah, they were very long.
He was at my house when he came over for the pool, and I asked him, oh my gosh, what are these scratches on your back?
And then
like,
that's
what happened over here?
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember getting the scratch marks at all, like in the past months or years, whatever, ever since that Lake George trip, because I was like, my parents would always be like, what are these scratch marks? And I was like, well, what do they look like? And they're like, well, you got scratched by something. And when I saw them, I was like, okay, well, one, that isn't a cat scratch, because if it was, you would see like tiny dots of blood, because, you know, cat scratches can like, you know, they sting, whatever. But it didn't look like a cat scratch because the lines were too big to be a cat's or an animal's or whatnot.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I'm like, after re-looking at them, I'm like, that looks like a scratch made by a human. And so that got me to believing that after I went underneath that staircase, at some point, I don't know when, I got scratched by that ghost. It attached itself to me. And said, yo, I'm here, scratchy scratchy. So ever since that happened, anytime, I don't know if the scratches are still there, I don't think they are, anytime
I think
like,
they are, because I saw them like in July.
Yeah, I haven't checked them since then,
but you really can't because they're right in the middle of your back.
Mm-hmm. So ever since that, I just made myself believe that it was a ghost. It was the ghost. And now my last ghost experience was when I was on the Disney cruise. And this is the most creepy story because not a lot of people believe me. But when I tell you that this happened, it just scares me every single time. So what happened was I was on the Disney cruise back in like 2017. And I was going to the teen club. Basically, they have like clubs on the cruise and whatnot. It's whatever. So I was walking down, and this was a day when I was just like, oh, by myself or whatever. And I'm walking down, I'm going on the corridor it was like on the fifth level of the boat. And I'm walking. I get to a certain point where it kind of goes like, the floor goes up a little bit, like a little ramp, but like not a severe like change. Like when you look at it, it doesn't look as different. It just, it goes up a bit. And then I go to where there's this corner. And as I'm walking, I'm looking at my phone. And then I look up. And here's the thing. As I look up, you know what I see? Straight across, I see a person literally, like, it's almost like they're peering out from something. It's like they're basically, when I was like staring, it was the corner, and I can see, it almost looked like as if someone was trying to look at me, you know, in a sneaking way. And I was like, I stared back at them for a second. I was like, hello? Or do you need something? And they look like a person that had kind of like bushy hair a little bit, like little, you know, curly hair and whatnot. And they were literally a black figure. Like, I couldn't see a face or anything like that. It was like, I was like here, and I was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was basically, it was kind of far away from me, but I can make out like the shape of a person staring at me.
And so then, it's like one wall to the your room.
Like, it's kind it's of like wall, it's basically wall, it's if like I look down the hallway. It's basically I look down the hallway, that like general.
Oh
like,
my you gosh.
Know. So as I'm like looking, all of a sudden it like it's like this, and then it moves back, and I start running after
it. It peeps out?
Yeah, it was peering out. So I started running because I was like, is that someone trying to like stare at me or whatnot? I don't know, trying to creeper whatever on this boat. And I can faintly hear the footsteps of someone running in front of me, like ahead of me. And I assume that's that thing, person. But as I'm running, the thing is when you're running, like, which you shouldn't really do on a boat or whatever, you can hear the echoing of this footsteps because it's so, it's like the hallways are kind of tight. So it like the sound bounces off the wall and you can hear yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you're running and you can kind of hear, almost sounds like a, you know, loud sound or whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when if you're going down that way, the problem is once you get to the corner, it turns and then turns again, and then you're right at the rooms. And the thing is, I didn't hear any door slams, door openings, or anything like that. So I'm like, where did this person go? And then I was like, all that happened so quickly. And then after some time after that, I came to my realization thinking, this had to have been a shadow figure because one, it was a black figure. Two, black figures.
You didn't see a face.
I didn't see a face. And two, like they look human-like because it's just a terrifying shadow thing. And three, I only saw it like really quick. And I was like, shadow figures aren't that common. Like they're common, but they're not like common to see like anywhere as much. Like and possibly why on a cruise? Like did someone die? And then
they could have drowned
probably. But then like later when I was like on the cruise, I saw someone that looked like that thing, but it wasn't that person because I would have seen like the skin, clothes and everything, but it was really scary.
That's nuts. Honestly, I'm happy. I haven't really experienced many ghost stories. Like I know a bunch of my friends have experienced paranormal things. I mean, the most that I've really would say that was like strange that I've noticed was I like to go stargazing, and I saw this one star that was sedentary at first, and then after I started looking at the stars for a while, that one particular star, I'm putting it in air quotes because it wasn't really a star, it started moving. So all of a sudden I was following it in the sky, like how it was.
Was it
and
far?
The thing is that you could tell that it wasn't a plane. You could, because it was genuinely a small circle and it was having abnormal patterns to the
but was
point
it bigger
where it
than
did,
a general?
It couldn't have been a satellite. No, it was not.
Okay.
That's why I'm like, that's so weird. I don't know what the hell it was. It could have been something in space, and it
could have been
a
UFO.
Shooting
star. Usually, people usually see. There's always in most cases people usually see lights in the sky that aren't planes or stars, and they're like either blinking or there's like multiple of them in a certain pattern, whatnot. That's always the case.
Yeah. The thing is that we also have to remember we do have satellites up there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, so like if it's not one of those. But I could tell that this wasn't a satellite because of the way it was moving. And the way it was shaped.
But also the thing is,
like, from my perspective,
the thing is, we're not able to see satellites with our blind eye, right? We're not able to see it, right? We can't.
I don't know. I mean, we can spot it because
certain,
it is.
Yeah, because there's certain things we can't see with our eye. Like, we can see, there's cases where we can see the planets because there's sometimes you can see, like, I think it's like Mercury or Jupiter or Saturn, either one of those. I don't know. We can see in the sky sometimes, but at night. But, no, I just think that with ghosts and paranormal stuff, I always feel like when people tell stories about it, sometimes they're like, oh, you're making it up or blah, blah, blah. And it's hard to get to people to realize that it's not fake. It's true. Like,
there are some things that we don't know that are out there, and we don't know what happens after life and all that. We're just guessing.
Yeah. Like,
this is all a guessing game. We're making predictions and theories based off of what random people have experienced, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, certain things like that, like, there are certain things that we can see, but not a lot of people can see. Like, there's most cases, they say that children, it's most common. Children are most common to see, like, paranormal things at a young age. And then when telling their family or whatnot, sometimes they won't believe them because they're like, oh, you're making imaginary friends or whatnot. And then later on when they grow up or something, and they like, oh, do you remember when blah, blah, blah happened? Or if it's something like, if someone else in the family experienced something with their younger sibling because there was a ghost attached to them, whatnot, or whatever, and when they grow up, they ask them, like, oh, do you remember so-and-so? And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, because usually they can't remember something that paranormal happening to them.
Yeah.
But do you ever watch paranormal videos on YouTube or anything like that?
I've seen a few, but I would stop watching them because sometimes I would get scared.
Yeah, I sometimes blame George, my brother, who is happily married and is...
Yay!
Yes. Oh, yeah, I've never told anyone on this podcast yet, but it is August now, and I forgot to mention that my brother, yes, did recently get married. Happy couple. And so... thing is, bring up George, is that he actually would sometimes show me paranormal videos, and I was like, I hate you because of this, because I can't watch these type of videos. Like, these are the scariest shit I've seen. And that this thing is like, it's a shout out basically to the Nukes Top 10 YouTube channel. Their videos, it's like the ones that they get because people send in videos, like, I'm surprised that they get really good ones, because the ones they post on YouTube are probably the most terrifying ones I've ever seen. So I blame George, shout out to George, for basically scaring me to death with those terrifying videos. But another show that I watch besides for instance, with because of the sponsor, the Something Scary podcast and the show, something that I really enjoy about that podcast and this show on YouTube is that what they do is they allow people to email them stories from their life or stories from other places or whatnot. And when they share them, it's like interesting, because when I first started listening to it, that was back in, like, I think 9th or 10th grade, I started listening to that show. And ever since, like, it started, I was just, like, hooked on to it for such a long time. I'm still listening to it now. And the thing is, what really inspires me with that is that even though I listen to some of the podcasts at night, and yes, they can be really scary stories, I'm just like, I'm cool with it. It's not that scary and whatnot, even though they say it's a freaking scary ass shit, but like,
I honestly can't watch any of that kind of stuff because I get nervous and I get anxious, and it's so bad. Yeah. That's why I stopped watching stuff. But like, I like watching documentaries about people who passed and how they think that their spirits are still around and like what stuff. So I mean, I have an interest for it. I just don't.
Yeah. You know? I mean, what would you say to anyone who is or who starts listening to this podcast or whatnot and is listening to this episode? What would you say to people? Like, is there anything like, oh, spiritual things you should watch out for or anything like that?
I mean, if you were to watch videos like that, and you were to, like, I don't know, if you were to experience it to an extent, I feel like we just have to be careful because sometimes we evaluate things differently than what we normally see it. And sometimes our fear gets in the way of how things actually happen. But if you start watching videos like that, get interested so you know what to look out for too.
Yeah, I think that if any people who have or had continuous spiritual experiences with ghosts or any paranormal like that, definitely like DM us on Instagram or email us at Skinny Time Podcast because we want to hear it. But also, like, I think if anything like that were to happen, definitely don't be afraid to share with people, because even if people may or may not believe you, it's still something interesting to share about, because that's something not everyone gets to, like, you know, experience, whatnot, because it's a rare occurrence in your life that can just happen. It's like, oh, I just happened to see a ghost or something like that. It's like, not everyone's going to get to see a ghost, you know? It's like, it just doesn't happen like that. But,
yeah, I get what you're saying. I feel like people need to also be careful. So share your stories with people that you think will listen and pay attention to you.
Oh. But, is there anything else you want to share?
I don't think so, because I really don't know much about ghosts and paranormal shit.
Okay. But
I feel like it's something that you're very interested in. I mean, I would definitely give a listen to Marquia's podcast because she's something, and she's a podcast that definitely like expands on ghost stories and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I think with the time that we have left, I think we're going to close off today's episode. Make sure you guys turn on the bell for notifications or turn on any type of notification, anything like that. Oh my gosh.
And this is always such a mess anyway. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. I don't, whatever. But
it doesn't
we'll
matter.
See you guys next time. Bye.